Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Monday, April 8th, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. IDF recuperate, Missouri death row, truck overturned, and the final two set. It's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, the Israeli military has withdrawn its ground forces from southern Gaza. They say this has nothing to do with the pressure that they've received from the White House, but the timing seems suspect. The IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, says the 98th Division is leaving the Gaza Strip to recuperate and prepare for future operations. Hamas, of course, is taking this as a massive victory. Israel has faced a lot of international and Biden White House pressure about starving the civilians in Gaza. Worth noting that there are about 3,000 billionaires in the world, and many of them we know, Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, Mark Zuckerberg. But there's also Musa Abu Marzouk. He's a former leader of Hamas. He has a net worth of $2.3 billion. There's also Khalid Mashal, another former leader of Hamas worth $2.6 billion. And Ismail Haniyeh is the current leader of Hamas worth $4 billion. They don't seem to care much about the starving children. Missouri plans to execute a death row inmate tomorrow night. In 2006, he murdered his cousin and her husband. He claims he was in a drug-induced psychosis and alcohol-induced blackout. His clemency petition says he accepts responsibility, has a spotless disciplinary record in prison, and works as a barber for the correctional staff, a position of immense trust. In his corner are 70 correction officers, five jurors from the penalty phase of his trial, a former Missouri Supreme Court justice, and three Republican state representatives. Even many of the family members, including some of the family that he murdered, are against killing him. What would you do if you were the governor? A truck crashed and overturned in Oregon. 53-foot truck, sharp turn, fell over an embankment. The driver survived, and so did most of what was in the back of the truck, even though the contents of the back of the truck spilled out everywhere. How did those contents survive? Well, 100,000 salmon were tossed right into the river. No word yet on how this will affect the ecosystem of the new river that they were thrown into, and how this will affect their original destination that is now 100,000 salmon short. Tonight, 9:20 Eastern, we got UConn versus Purdue. The average margin of victory for UConn this tournament has been 28 points. One thing to watch tonight is the UConn center is a giant, 7'2", 280 pounds. It just so happens one of the few people on this planet bigger than him is the center for Purdue, 7'4", 300 pounds. Bill O'Reilly has your message of the day next.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Monday, I am a big free speech guy. I make my living that way. But the phrase at the end of the day has to be banned. $100 fine if you use it. At the end of the day, we will not say at the end of the day anymore because it's giving everyone a massive headache. Same thing with it is what it is. And you're amazing. And all good. And no worries. Unbelievable cliches. Those phrases have infected the entire country. Now, why am I so opposed of cliched free speech? It's because it diminishes clear thinking. If you use the same phrases over and over again, you are not thinking, you are reciting. You have memorized something, and it's boring. I cannot listen to these sports interviews because every second baseman, every hockey goalie, every center in basketball says, at the end of the day, we just want to win the game. I got it. Don't say it. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Vincent, Bill, do you believe that if Trump is elected, he can start to turn things around? In some ways, certainly the border, you know, certainly he can turn that around. The economy, is Trump going to be able to lower prices? Probably not. But he did a lot better job than Biden's doing economically. Jim Yasko, Trump, Tulsi is a winning ticket. Her debating Kamala would be a must watch, but that's never going to happen. So Biden's never going to debate anybody. That means Kamala can't either, because if Kamala did, that would embarrass her boss. Why isn't Joe debating if Kamala's debating? There's not going to be any debates unless Biden doesn't run. Bill Emery, Roanoke, Virginia. Democrats love COVID is giving them power. They can better control us. That I believe, is accurate. So the Democrats like the pandemic because it centralizes power in the hands of the federal government. And that's what they want. Vince Solano, Illinois. Hey, Bill, isn't entering a foreign country without a passport a crime? So why is our government flying illegal immigrants into our country without passports? Sounds like a crime to me. But you don't have the information because you're on right-wing websites. That's what I'm assuming, Vince. Here is the truth. If you apply for asylum in a port of entry, okay, or in a U.S. consulate or embassy abroad, and the federal government decides to hear your case, they will allow you to fly to the USA, but you have to pay for the airline ticket. So the government's not flying you anywhere. You can come here and petition a court if and only if your petition is filed in a foreign country. Now, that's not what the right-wing websites are telling you, but you just got the truth here. In a moment, something you might not know.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. As Joe Biden's approval hovers in the mid-30s and questions mount about his cognitive health, some Democrats are demanding a swap at the top of the ticket, and it is not Vice President Harris. Can Michelle Obama replace President Joe? Here's a brief background on her. Born January 1964 in Chicago, Michelle Robinson grew up in the city's South Side. She attended Princeton, then Harvard Law. She met Barack Obama in 1989. The two married 1 year later. Since leaving the White House, the Obamas have made at least $200 million. Michelle alone received $65 million for her memoir, Becoming. That book, a global bestseller, has been printed in 100 languages. The former First Lady currently charges, ready? $200,000 a speech. And some corporations and foreign governments pay that. In 2018, the Obamas signed a deal with Netflix to produce a series of documentaries and feature films. That agreement is now worth another $50 million. So the question remains, does Michelle Obama actually want to be president? Last month, she appeared on the Jay Shetty podcast and said this.
What's going to happen in this next election? I am terrified about what could possibly happen because our leaders matter. Who we select, who speaks for us, who holds that bully pulpit, it affects us in ways that sometimes I think people take for granted. And we cannot take this democracy for granted. And sometimes I worry that we do. Those are the things that keep me up.
And here's something else you might not know. Should Mrs. Obama choose to enter the presidential race, she has a good chance of defeating Donald Trump. Latest polls show 59% of registered voters hold a favorable view of the former First Lady. That figure falls to 42% for Donald Trump, 38% for President Biden. Back after this.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.